Around the sugya, a little perm topic. Nechiv Kriyas Megillah Bayom, Kriyas Megillah Balayla. What the relationship is between the two, which one's the Iker, a number of issues that are related to this question. So the Gemara is found in Dalam and Aleph Megillah, a number of statements in the name of Yishub and Levi. And the Gemara, last statement, is brought of Yishub and Levi, Chayv Adam Lekros Tes HaMegillah Balayla. Lishnosa bayom. A person is obligated to read the Megillah at night, and lishnosa bayom. Unclear what the word lishnosa means at this point. Shneimar elokai akral yomam velo sanev velayla velo dumiyali. According to Pasuk Tilam, that indicates both at night and day, or day and night, one should praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu in through Kriyas Megillah. So, what does lishnosa mean? So, savar minei lemikre belayla velemisne masnisin didaviyamam. So initially they had thought, what does it mean? You should read the Megillah at night, and you should learn the Mishnayos, Maseches Megillah, during the daytime. Perhaps something people might want to do tonight, if those who stay up all night, to learn Mishnayos, Gemara, the sugyas related to Megillah. That's what they initially thought the word Lishnosa meant. Amr Lahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Yirmiyahu says to them, L'didi mefarshu limine, dir b'chi b'abba. It was explained as follows. What does it mean, Lishnosa? Kigon de Amri Inshi, like people would say, Avor Parshasa, da Vasnayu. You learn the Parsha this time or once, and you'll repeat it, you'll chazer. So what it means really is reading it once a night, repeating it a second time during the day. And Ait Marnami, a similar Bryce, was said, Amr Bibichalba, Amr Ula, Biir, Bira, Chayv, Adam, Necrosis, Megillah, Belaila, Lishnosa, Bayom. To read it at night, to repeat it during the day. So, what exactly is the Havim mean in the Gemara when it said you should read at night and you should learn Lishnosa Vishinantam from Lashon Vishinantam, you should learn it Bayom? So, it's Machlokas Achronim, how to understand that. The Rami saw that in the Siv on this daf. Says Perish Milvad Kriyas HaMegillah Shehu Kimo Min HaTorah Chayav Lishnosa. Aside from the chiv to read the Megillah in the daytime, they thought there's an additional chiv to learn Maseches Megillah. Turi Evan. Oh, they're bringing Turi Evan? Yeah, here's the Turi Evan. Turi Evan, the Baal Shai Gazariyeh. On this daf, does a Rishon? No. He does. Oftentimes argue on Rishonim, but he's not a Rishon. So writes the Turi Evan. Initially thinks doesn't mean to say that you don't have to read Bayom. Of course you have to read Bayom. The Mishnah says in Daf Chaf in Megillah, Ein Karnes in Megillah Ad Hanitzachama. You don't read the Megillah until the Yom. So the Havamina was, you have to also learn, just like the Meromi Sada says. In addition to the reading, you have to learn. But they said, I don't understand the answer of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, De'ekra yomam v'layla, so that you have to read day and night, has to answer the question. In the Havamina, if he says in the Havamina, you're supposed to read the whole time, the Havamina is just to also learn, so what does it mean that you have to read it by yom v'layla? We always knew you had to read it. So therefore, Tur Evan says, the Havamina was that you don't have to read it by Yom, you only have to learn it by Yom. Comes along the passing of the Ekra Yom and Valayla, which tells me, no, you don't learn it by Yom, you read it by Yom. Remember, we saw that, how does he deal with the question, how does he deal with the answer of the Gemara? Well, the Gemara says that, in addition to reading, you have to learn. The Pasuk says Ekra, not to learn, to read. But we always knew to read. He never thought you shouldn't read Bayom. The only question was, what do you also have to learn? So he says, what does it mean, Ekra? It means when you review it a second time, when you read it a second time, you're going to have more clarity. That's what it means. Ekra tells us, you have to read it. Of course you have to read it. No one thought not to read it. But the second reading should be a more understandable reading. A clear reading. A more deeper understanding. But that doesn't mean to learn it during the day. It means to have a more in-depth reading of Megillah. So that's all in the Havamina. Machlokas Turi Evan and Meromi Sada. Was there actually Havamina not to read Bayom? Or no, we always knew to read Bayom. The question is whether you should also learn. Now this maskana, it's clear, it's to read. Bayom, read Balayla. The question should be raised. The Ragachav, the toughest Paneach and Hilchas Megillah raises the question. Are these two kriyos, these two obligations related to each other, or it's one continuous chiyuv? He brings another a number of other types of models for this question. Rashana, regarding which din?
Yom
HaRechta, no. The examples he gives are Tashlumim for Karbanos. Gmar Chagiga. If it's all one long Chiv, the Karbanos, or the Chiv is really the first day. If you miss the first day, you have to be Tashlumim for the first day.
Whether it's one long
Gemara,
like one long day.
I realize what you meant, but I think I meant a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I didn't realize you meant the Yantav Hashanah. That's still different. It's not two different chiyuvim though. It's a similar type of model, but it's not exactly the same. Anyway, so that's one question. Are they two independent chiyuvim, or are they really one long chiyuv? That's question one. Another question is found in the really Tosos. Tosos in the bottom of Dalam and Aleph, Dibur Masel Chayev. He says, even though someone said the Bracha of Shechianu at nighttime for Kriyas Megillah, he has to repeat it by Yom. The greatest Pirsim Anis occurs during the daytime. Truth is, the Pasuk mentions the two Pesukim brought in the Gemara, mentions Yom before Laila. Even though Laila, of course, precedes Yom in regards to Halachic Day, in regards to the Megillah reading, the Pasuk in both cases says, Elokai akra yomam v'lo sa'ana, v'laila v'lo dumili, and l'man yizamecha chavod v'lo yidom, Hashem akai v'kamadeka. Chavod being Yom. So the day is mentioned beforehand. So it highlights that the day is the Iker. And even though you said Zman, you said Sheachiana Balayla, you have to repeat it by Yom. He brings another raya. There's a hekesh of the mitzvah aseh, the asiyah and the zechira of Yom, of Purim. Just like there's only a suda by Yom, there's no idea of having a suda at night, according to most Rishonim. So just like the Iker suda is by Yom, so too the Iker Kriyas Megillah is by Yom. But Laila, you're not Yotzi Yechiv suda Balayla, so too, there's no Chiv, or it's a lesser Chiv Balayla. The Rosh goes on to bring a number of other rayas, how Yom is Iker. We don't have to go through all of them. But there's a Sefer Rokeach, a Rishon. The Sefer Rokeach writes, really, in fact, the Rokeach writes that really Balayla, Laila is the Iker. Not the Yom, Laila is the Iker. And he argues on this Tosos. And the Mordechai quotes from the Rashbam, and the Rambam also says this. The Rambam says that if you say Zman Balayla, you do not have to repeat it by Yom. Against Tosfos. Pashas is, the Rambam and the Rashbam, as quoted in the Mordechai, hold like the Rokeach, that the Iker Kriya is Balayla. Once you've said Zman Balayla, you don't have to repeat it again by Yom. Now, as an aside, there's an interesting Meiri who suggests another possibility as to the Machlokas, whether you repeat it by Yom or Balayla. He gets into whether there's Kedushas Yom in regards to Purim or not. I'm not going to mention it now because of the time, but there's an interesting Meiri, another angle, whether there's Kedushas Yom in regards to Purim and whether Shechianu is only related to when you ever say Kiddush, but when you don't say Kiddush, it's not connected. Interesting point, but we'll leave that aside for now. But Moshe Shon Paskin, that Iker Kriya Bayom. So Iker Kriya Bayom, how do we view the Kriya Balayla? What's the status of the Kriya Balayla? So the Turi Avin, once again, weighs in on this issue, and he writes, nearly the high Kriya Delayla, Eino Elamidir Banon, the Eino Iker Chiv Sharuch HaKodesh. He goes on to explain a number of rayas. There is no Kriya Medivre Kabbalah Balayla. Divrei Kabbalah is very high, it's higher than Dirabanan. There's Deraisa, Divrei Kabbalah, and Dirabanan. Divrei Kabbalah is somewhere in between. Pashtus is more closely related to Divrei Torah. So Divrei Kabbalah is the status of Kriya Bayom, everybody agrees. But Kriya Balayla, right, to Terevin, right, to Shagis Aryeh, it's only Medirabanan. Shari Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafresh Pei Zayin, Sifkat and Aleph, quotes from a Noda Bihuda, who also thinks the Kriya Balayla is only Midirabanan. The Rajba in Megillah Daf Dalab and Aleph, and it seems from Mordechai, I'll tell you in a second which Mordechai, Mordechai writes that there is an Indian of Suda Balayla. We just said before, the Tosa says there's no Indian of Suda Balayla. The Mordechai quotes an opinion, no, the Hekish of Zechir V'Asiyah, he says, since there's a Kriya Balayla, so too there's a Kriya, so too there's a Suda Balayla. So if he's learning that within the Hekish, that you can learn there's a Chiv Suda Balayla from the Kriya Balayla, he must be assuming that there's a Chiv Kriya Balayla, even Medivik Kabbalah.
Yeah, but doesn't also quote the opinion that says, the Gemara that says that even if you have a Suda and then you're not, you would say?
Right, so he thinks otherwise, Tosas. The Mordechai...
Is that a Gemara, it's not a Gemara?
I don't think so.
Or that's just his opinion?
Yeah, I don't think so. Is it? Maybe, is it? Maybe you're right. Maybe it is. Maybe the idea of the Gemara is that you're not Yotze, you're Chiv Bayom, but there is still an element of Chiv Balayla. I think you're right. Yeah, the Gemara does say Lo Yotze Yidi Chavaso, but I think the way they understand it is there's a different Chiv. The Mordechai addresses it. The Mordechai is on that Gemara. See if I can find it quickly. So these Gemaras that all the Masechtas are lumped together. You never know if like the Mordechai, like where's the riff? Here we go. Okay, he says, Sudas Purim Sha'achla Balayla Lo Yatza. Perish Ravya Shetzarach Linho Kilele Shabbos V'yomo Dumi Dekriya. He writes that you should still be knowing like Shabbos to have it by Yom and Balayla. So I'm not sure how he deals with the Gemara. Either he rejects the Gemara, he understands the Gemara. I'm not sure what he means by that. But he addresses that point. It's very interesting, he connects it to Shabbos. In the world of Machshav and the Kabbalah, there's a very strong correlation between Megillah's Esther, Purim, and Shabbos. Quote, the Rashi, right, in Megillah, quotes that that Vashti made all the Jewish women work on Shabbos. And Ketov Lev HaMelech, when Achashverosh was finally full and satisfied, and the whole din with the Haman happened, and Esther said it was Haman trying to kill my nation, that happened on Shabbos. There's a strong correlation of Shabbos. There's a strong correlation of Mordechai and Moshe Rabbeinu, the number of Midrashim. Moshe is connected Shabbos. So there's a lot of ideas of Purim. That's some just food for thought for you guys in the world of the Machshava. I find it interesting that Rav Yoav says Purim should be like Shabbos. I doubt it was the Kabbalah that was driving the Rav Yoav to Paskin this way, but interesting nonetheless. So what comes out is that Arishonim, the Rajba, and Mordechai, that there's a Chiv Suda Belaila. Well, Rashba doesn't say Chiv Suda Belaila, but there seems to be a Chiv Kriya Belaila. Midivrei Kabbalah. Although maybe the Iker is Bayom, still the Laila has a Divrei Kabbalah, while the Turi Evin and the Noda Bihuda think Balayla is only a Chiyah Midirban. And now there are a number of Nafkaminas that relate to the issue, is Kriya Balayla Divrei Kabbalah, or is it Midirban? So already the Ashari Tshuva, who quotes this Noda Bihuda in Taf Reish Pei Zayin Sif Katan Al, already brings a Nafkamina. He says that let's say someone forgot, or he was nena, something distracted him, he completely forgot about it. Die b'kriya dayom. It's enough to just do a bayom ve'in sarach lishnos odo apam l'tashlum kriya zalayla. There's no need to repeat it twice during the day because of what you've missed. Since it's only midir banan, so you don't have to make it up. Seems from the Shari Tshuva, if it was midir kabbalah, you would have to repeat it twice during the day. Now that too is an interesting machlok, because the Sfas Emes and Megillah Daf Dalam and Aleph discusses whether Tashlum is really relevant. Even if you assume it's Divrei Kabbalah, could you really do Tashlum for it? Let's say it's one Chiv, like we said the Rogachev rate. Let's say it's one long Chiv. So I'm not sure if you can make it up. Let's say it's two independent Chiv, so if you miss one Chiv, you could make up that missed Chiv. So it's not so clear that this is such a glot nafkamina, but he mentions it nonetheless. Now, there's a discussion when it comes to the halakhas of Kvarim. The Kvarim had the right to go earlier, lane earlier, Yudal, Yubayj, Gimel, if the for the Yom HaKnisa. Let's say Yudal falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday, they're allowed to, or Tezvav rather, depending where they live, by Yudal and Pashtus, so they're allowed to read earlier on Monday. If Monday's Yudal, if Monday's Yubayj, Monday's Yudgimel. And same thing Thursday, they could read earlier on Thursday. So when they go earlier to Thursday to read, they read by Yom, Pashas. But what about Kriya Belaila? They have to do a Kriya Belaila? So the Ritva deals with this question, among others. And the Ritva, in trying to prove that the Iker is by Yom, he says, the Harei, the Kfarim that go read earlier, Liyom HaKnisa, they wouldn't read Bizman, they wouldn't read Bizman, they'd read Bimkomam. They would only go to the Kfarim to hear the Kriya Bayom. But the Kriya Belaila, they would read in their own place, on Yudal. They would separate the Kriya Bayom and the Kriya Belaila. Kriya Bayom would happen on Monday, and Kriya Belaila, they'd stay in their village and read it on their own, even though they may not have a minyan. But they read Belaila of Yudal. So you see that clearly the Laila is not the Iker, because we're not making them go to the minyan, to the greater cities, to hear. Others say that they don't even read it at all, the Kriya Belaila. Sounds like that not only is Iker Bayom, but Laila may only be Midirabanan. Now the truth is, Binyan Shlomo and the Har Tzvi talk about that. Binyan Shlomo wants to say that he thinks the institution of Kriya Belaila was much later than the Mishnayos, which highlights its Midirabanan only, like in the Nod Behuda. He goes on to bring a number of sources, and the Har Tzvi, or Tzvi Pesach Frank, argues in all the sources and brings some Rishonim that's clear that it did exist in the time of the Mishnayos. Now, the Prima Gadim in Mishpas Zahav in Tafresh Shadi Beis, Sof Sif Katan Gimel, deals with the question of a Safik. So, writes Prima Gadim, let's say if a Safik, if you read or not. Or let's say he also deals with the question of Bein HaShemashos. You're not sure if it's Yom, you're not sure if it's Laila. So, what do you do in these cases? So, writes the Prima Gadim. Says, since Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah, Yishmar lo amrinan Safik Lakula. We don't hold Safik Lakula. Safik Lakula applies to Derabanans. So Derabanans, if you weren't sure if you did it or not, don't repeat it. If you weren't, if it's Bein HaShemashos, we're Mekil when it comes to Derabanans. When it comes to Deraisa and Divrei Kabbalah, which is like Deraisa, he'll be Lachomra. We shouldn't be Mekil, writes the Mishmas Azov. So I saw in the Sefer, a great Sefer, Shalmei Tov, I got many years ago, when I was in YU, one of the first farm sales I went to. So, the nice sefer, beautiful sefer. He has one in Chol HaMoed and Sukkot also. Now, great stuff. He brings this Mishmas Azov and says, maybe you can be Mechad between Yom. Maybe this is only true by Yom, but if you hold Balaila, Balaila is only Midira Banan, so yes, you can be Mekel. Maybe you can read during Bein HaShemashos. So yes, maybe if you weren't sure, you don't have to repeat it. So this would be another nafkamina, whether you say it's Divrei Kabbalah or Divrei Dirabanan. Now, Mishami Tolda, as an aside, goes on to discuss, there's a shita in the Ran that holds that Megillas Esther is not even Divrei Kabbalah, it's Dirabanan. The entire institution of Kriyas Megillah might be Dirabanan. That's one approach he takes. Keep that in mind. And also he says, even if you assume it's Divrei Kabbalah, some say Divrei Kabbalah are not Ki Divrei Torah. Some say Divrei Kabbalah is like Dirabanan. So this too is not 100% of Mukhach Nafkamina, you have to make certain assumptions. Well, as Megillas Esther, is it really Divrei Kabbalah or is it made Dirabanan? And even if it's Divrei Kabbalah, it might have the same status as Divrei Dirabanan. So this is only true if you assume it's Divrei Kabbalah, which Pashas is, and if you assume Divrei Kabbalah is Kedaraisa, then this serves to be a good Nafkamina. The Shart Sion, bottom of Tafresh Tzadi, Sifkatan Mem, Sifkat and Mem Aleph, rather. He says, in regards to Kavan, Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case of someone who's reading Misnamnim. He's dozing off a little bit. Since he didn't fall into a deep sleep, he's Yotze. If you heard when you're misnamnim, then you're not Yotze. Since the person reading...
Avery Goldstein to the office, please. Avery Goldstein to the office.
When you're reading, even though you're dozing off, you're saying every word. If you're listening and dozing off, maybe you're not listening to every word. So there, right to Shar Tzion, this is only true, quoting a Shuas Yaakov, this is only true, Dafka B'kriya B'yom Amo, Shumadivir Kabbalah, Kedivir Torah Damya. It's only true, there were Machmir, for a person to hear, he has to be wide awake for the Kriya B'yom. About comes to Kriya Delilah, Shumadir Banon, HaKavana Einol Yikuva. The Kavana is not so important. He talks about, basically the question is, Mitzvah Tzichos Kavana or not? That's what he's trying to get at. There's Mitzvah Tzichos Kavana. Big discussion, of course. So generally, the way Paskin is that it's machlokis whether it's deraisa or derabanan. If it's deraisa, we say remachmir, you need kavana. If it's only derabanan, we say you do not need kavana. So if you assume kriya b'layla is divrei kabbalah, it's like deraisa, you would need kavana. If you assume it's only derabanan, you would not require kavana. But at the end, he says, according to what I wrote earlier in Simon Samech in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yun, it seems that even for the derabanans, one should try their best to have kavana. But that lechora would be an afkamina as well. Yoni Alach also has a discussion on this topic. Chelik Alach, also a safer, I think I bought it. Shana Alach, maybe Shana Bet, in Israel. He discusses the famous case of a Ben Kfar, Ben Yomo, Nikra Paros, a person going from place to place. You in Yerushalayim, but you go outside Yerushalayim, but you're outside Yerushalayim, go to Yerushalayim, where are you in Yudal, where are you in Tezva, very complicated. Sigis, figuring it out. So the basic rule is as follows. It depends where you're going to be during the daytime. It doesn't really make a difference where you are at night. So let's say you're in Yerushalayim, the night of Tezvav. Well, that's a different case. Let's say this way. Let's say you're from Yerushalayim. And night of Yudal, you don't read Leil Yudal in Yerushalayim, but you're in some other city in Israel or anywhere else, Leil Yudal, where they read. But by Yom Yudal, you're going to be back in Yerushalayim, where they don't read yet. So who are you considered like? Are you part of the villages, the outside cities, the non-walled cities you have to read on Yudalit since you were there, Balayla? Or no, since you're Bayom, Yudal, you're going to be in Yerushalayim, you're exempt from the Chiv. We pass into all those based Bayom. Why does it go based on Bayom? So according to a number of sources, the Sfas Emes, the Magen Avraham, and others, who say since Bayom is the Iker, we follow the Bayom. We don't follow Balayla. But if you assume Balayla, even though it might not be the Iker, but Balayla might be still a Chiv and Divrei Kabbalah, so it's possible one could say that you should go based on Balayla. But Pasha, we paskin, the way we paskin is it goes based on Bayom. Now what about if someone has the case, Aruch HaShulchan deals with this case, if he's only able to listen once? Whether work obligations, he can't get out of it, whether he's sick, he only has the ability to stay out for 1 hour. Should one listen to the first one or to the second reading, Balayla or Bayom? So Aruch HaShulchan deals with this question. So Pashas is, one should listen to Bayom. Bayom is the Iker. Balayla may only be Midirabanan. And that's how a Sefer, he quotes the Evan Yaakov, quotes the Sefer, the Evan Yaakov would pass in this way. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, you should read Balayla. Even though Kriya Hayom is better, there's another concept to take into consideration here, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. And Mitzvahs presented to you, Balayla comes first, so one should read the first Laila beforehand. But if you assume, perhaps, that it's only Midirabanan, Balayla, maybe you wouldn't hold to the concept, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Maybe yes, maybe not. You have to figure that question out. I'm just raising a number of shilas to keep in mind, these nafkminis are not so simple. It's a big shilah. Shami Torah quotes in Shaila. I know Minchas Asher has a big discussion. Let's say someone's in jail and he has an opportunity to come out just one time of the year. So he says, I forget what the options are. It's a famous Shaila.
Yom Kippur versus...
It's Yom Kippur versus like the next day or something. Or
Shabbos, something like that.
Let's see. He quotes the Radvaz here. Should a person go out miyad on that day and daven with a minyan? Or should he wait till Yom Kippur or maybe to Purim? Abaz writes, you should go that very day. Kidei shel yachmit ha-mitzvah. You shouldn't let the the mitzvah to be delayed. You have the opportunity now. What kind of mitzvah now? Mitzvah of davening b'tzibur, as opposed to. Say it again. That what? So that's a big. The pashas is only derbanan. There's a rush who says maybe it's deraisa, but if it's a derbanan, let's say. Well, so to Yom Kippur would only be derbanan. Purim would already be a. He says to daven. He doesn't talk about the Kriyas and Megillah. But that's a good point. Should we take into account derbanan, deraisas, and all that kind of stuff? So it's always an interesting question. The Achronim deal with. It's a very fun question to deal with. Which idea is more important? Now the Hegyon Halacha brings another discussion in regards to a Yerushalmi or a Zeruah. Let's say someone becomes a ger right after Alos HaShach. After the day starts. You saw this? Exactly. So he, Arizur says, why did the Gemara say, why did Yushalmi say a case that he became a ger Belila? So, should I get this 1 second here? So first of all, his reason is, so a ger who becomes, he's miskayer bayom in the morning, he's exempt for the chiyuv kriyas megillah. Why? Because when the beginning chiyuv started at daybreak, he wasn't a Jew yet, he wasn't chayv, so since he's punter at the first moment, he's punter for the entire mitzvah. This is a concept that exists elsewhere. Just from the day. So the Arzur says, why didn't the Gemara say, didn't the chiyuv begin at balayla? Why does the Dafka say he converted after Alos HaShachar? It should have said he was converted before Alos HaShachar. Since he's exempt Balayla, he's exempt for the entire Kriyas Megillah. So the Orzura's Medayik, the fact that the Gemara says that only after Alos HaShachar indicates that the Iker Kriya is by Yom, not Balayla. He's Pater. Since by Yom, he was converted by Yom, but the first few moments of the day he wasn't Jewish yet. But since you're pater at the outset of the mitzvah, you're pater for the remainder of the day. That's what the Zeruah writes. So what we have here is, just to quickly summarize, machlokes. First off is Iker Kriya Bayom, Iker Kriya Balayla. Nafkamina being whether you have to repeat, if you say Zman Bayom Balayla, you have to repeat it during the day. Machlokes Rambam. Versus Tosfos. Then we said, according to most Rishonim, we paskin it's really Iker Bayom. What's the status of the Kriyas Megillah Belayla? And that's a machlokes, whether it's Divrei Kabbalah or Derabbanan. Nafkamin is being, let's say you didn't read Belayla, you have to repeat it during the daytime. Let's say it's a Safek or Ben Shmashas or Mach Lchumra Lakula. So you have to pick one or the other. Maybe a consideration should be, well, Layla is only Derabbanan, so maybe you should do Bayom first. Now, there are a couple of Achronim who deal with the differences between Bayom and Balayla. Why would Layla be different? Why would Layla be different? Let's say it is lesser. So, of course, it brings sources. The Gemara is the Pesukim. What's the Hesber behind why Layla may be different than Bayom? So, there are two shittas that I came across. One's found in the Marcheshes. Zevi Marcheshes writes that it's quoted in Hegyoni Halacha. So that Kriyas Hayom, there are two elements you're trying to accomplish. Remember last year in Sukkah we dealt with this also a little bit. The Tosfos in Sukkah, we mentioned these ideas. That Kriyas Hayom is Pirsum Nisa, and there's Zechiras Maisa Amalek. You're publicizing the nace, and also you're remembering another mitzvah, you're remembering Maisa Malik. Kriya Balayla only has one element, the one element being Pirsuma Nisa, but there is no element of Zechiras HaMalik. Why not? So he explains, based on the famous Sefer Chinuch, that Zechiras HaMalik is Noheges Rach B'Zecharim. Only men are required to do Zechiras HaMalik. Women are pater from Zechiras HaMalik. What's the explanation? The explanation is, Because Zechiras Amalek is related to the Milchama itself. Zechir, you're supposed to remember Amalek to help lead to the Milchama Samalek. Women are Pater in Milchama in general, men are Chayiv in Milchama. So since women are Pater in Milchama, we made the Pater in Zechiras Amalek. Men who are Chayiv in Milchama Samalek are Chayiv in Zechiras Amalek. And that being said, it writes Merchashas, Milchama is only Noeg Bayom, not Balayla. Now one could argue nowadays things might be different. We have, you know, night vision and light and other stuff. But earlier times, Milchama was not Noeg Balayla. So therefore the element of Zechiras Amalek is not Noeg Balayla either. It's only one level of Pirsum Nisa. Mash Enkin Bayom, there are two elements. There's the Pirsum Nisa and there's the element of Zechiras Amalek. That's how he explains the difference. Now, I'm not sure if this relates to whether it's Derabanan or Derei Kabbalah, but it's another way there might be another difference between Laila and the Yom. The Emek Bracha has another explanation as to the difference between Yom and Laila. It's found in the Emek Bracha, page Nun. There's a Tosin Erech and Daf Gimel, which quotes a Bahag, that Noshim are not chayiv in Kriyas Megillah, they're only chayiv in the Shmir. So we saw Rav Soloveitchik had a piece on this last year in Sukkah. They're chayiv in the Shmir, not in the Kriya. If that's the case, the Koreas Megillah, the one reading, does not need Kavana to be Motzi Noshim, because he's not being Motzi Noshim through his Kriya. We have a chayiv Kriya, so we need to be Yote through his Kriya. Shemek Onet. We hear it, it's as if we're reading it. He has to have kavana. Nashim are only hearing it. They're not doing a shemeya ka'ona. They just have to hear it. There's a chiyav shmiya. But there's not a chiyav kriya. There's no chiyav of shmiya ka'ona for them. Shemeya ka'ona for them. So you only need kavana for the men, not for the women, right? So the Bahag, or explains the Emek Bracha based on this Bahag. The Emek Bracha adds, he says that's only true kriya balayla. That you don't need kavana for the women. But kriya bayom, even the Nashim are chayav in the kriya. They also have an element of Shemek Ona. You have to have Kavan to be Motzi the Nashim. Why? Because there's an element of Halel in regards to Megillah. Right, the famous Gemara of the Megillah, we don't say Halel on Purim, because Kriyasa Zu Halilasa. Kriyasa Megillah itself serves as a Halel. That's how the Bahag and the Rambam say. And the Miri, famous Miri writes, and if you don't have a Megillah to read, you're supposed to say Halel in its place. So you see, Megillah has an element of Halel. And since women are chayiv in Halel because of the Nes Purim, so too the women are chayiv in the Kriyas and Megillah Bayom. And he quotes the Tosas and Sukkah that we did actually last year, Daf Lamed Ches. This is where we discussed this topic. Well, Fizeh, the Baal Kori has to have in mind to be Motzi, also the Nashim, when it comes to Kriya Bayom. So these are two other ways to look at the difference between Laila versus Yom. Again, we had beforehand that some think they're all the same. They're both Medivrei Kabbalah. Then we had, maybe it's Laila is only Divrei Midirabanan, right, to Tur Yevon. And now we have the Marchesh, which Mechalik, Laila has two elements, Achiv Prisum and Issa, Achiv Zechir Samalik. Sorry, that Yom has those two elements. Laila only has one element of Prisum and Issa. Emek Bracha takes a different approach that Laila has a chiyuv of, it's called Pirsum Nisa, and Yom has Pirsum Nisa plus the din of Halal. Nafka Mina being the Nashim's role, the Nashim Chayv only in Shmir, or the Nashim Chayv also in Kriya. So again, we went through a lot of different things, not a lot of different Nafka Mina, but hopefully it'll give you some flavor of the, the chiyuv Kriya on Purim. Yeah. Right, so I guess the Mechab is quoting the Rambam. Paskins, we don't repeat it. And the Ramah, like usual, quotes the Tosos, so that we do repeat it.
You see that women were involved in the miracle of Purim to the extent of Halo, and not to the extent of Mechamas Amalek.
Right. Because women are not, women are not B'nai Kibishinu. They're not warriors. They don't fight.
But who says it's physical fighting?
Mechamas Amalek?
Yeah, I mean,
No. No, I mean, it's definitely...
To say that Esther, I think in Megillah it says that Esther also played a role in it. That's how we say, Av Nashim, how you
in the nace, but she wasn't a fighter, she wasn't a warrior. Okay, so let me just say one, some words of Machshava. I'll say something, the most, I'll say only a few minutes left we have, that famous Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peches Min Aleph, which says that Nasa Benishma accepted the Torah, Kabbalah's Torah, but still nonetheless, Akash Baruch Hu, Kofalem Harkivimus. He forced it upon, if you don't accept the Torah, we're going to, I'm going to kill you. If you accept it, great, mutav. If not, sham take for rasam. There's going to be your kavura. Still, nonetheless, no, it was forced upon them then. I think it's Rava who says that they accepted it in the times of Achashverosh, kimu v'kiblu. Right? It's Rashi because the Abba of the Nesha, the Kaj Baruch, were performed for them. Tosas wants to know there. I don't understand. Didn't they say Nasav and Nishma? What was being forced? They say, we're going to do, and then we'll listen. We accepted everything you tell, everything you're going to tell us, we will listen and do. Or we'll do and listen. What was being forced? Doesn't make any sense. So I saw the Kedusha's Levi last night. He raises this question, and he quotes his Tosfos. And he says, asks a number of questions. Quotes from the Haggadah we say in Dayenu. Yilu Kirabnu, the Har Sinai, Lo Kabbal Satorah, Dayenu. All the Mepharshim and Haggadah ask, what do you mean? We got to Har Sinai. We're almost there. We're right there. That would have been enough. If we didn't get the Torah, that would have been enough. We're right there. Mamashar Kabbal Satorah. But we can't get Kabbal Satorah. That would be enough. What's Peshat? Quotes the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Chesman Beis, famous Gemara. It says, Avram Avinu, there's a Mekayim call to our Kula, Afil Erev Tavshilin. Also a mission, last mission in Kedushin says this. Mekayim call to our Kula. Mehechtes, how do you know the Mekabel to do the entire Torah? He didn't get the Torah, he didn't know what was to be done. The number of answers given, I think the Nefesh Chaim writes that he didn't actually do the mitzvahs, but he's able to get to the certain tikkunim, the results that mitzvahs could accomplish, he accomplished on his own. He got to that same area, but through a different avenue. Kedush Levi says differently. There are 365, Losa says connected to 365 gidim, there are 248 mitzvahs connected to 248 avar. And each avar, each gid, has a certain spiritual element to it. We in this world, we're so covered by the guf, we're not able to see the spiritual aspects. The avos, Avram Avinu and others, we're able to get behind, remove the physical, remove the gashmis, and understand the ruchnius of each aver. Once they're able to come to that understanding, the high level ruchnius, they're able to understand which mitzvahs for each aver. The left hand for the tefillin, the head for the other tefillin, whatever it is, the body for the tzitzis, you name it. Every single aver connected to each mitzvah. He was able to come to that reality through understanding the heightened level ruchnius that Avraham Avinu got to. Explain to Kedusha Levi, that's exactly what happened at what you say in Dayan, what we mean. Either Kiravnu el Kabbalah Satorah, el Har Sinai rather, before Kabbalah Satorah, that would have been enough. When they got to Har Sinai with all the hachanas, Shloshmei Hakbalah, all the preparations, the separation from their wives, this fencing off of the Har Sinai, the Gemara says that Paska Zuhuma, at that point, they lost this evil that the Nachash HaKamoni had infused in Chava. It lasted in Klai Yisrael from generation to generation until they got to Maimon Har Sinai, the Gemara says. Kedusha Levi says Maimon Har Sinai. Shouldn't say Kabbalah Satorah. Why Maimon Har Sinai? Because at Maimon Har Sinai, their very presence before Kabbalah Satorah, they got to this level of understanding, the level that Avraham Avinu got to. They were able to understand where they stood. They were able to understand the Ruchnis, the level that Avraham Avinu got to. They could have performed the mitzvahs before even receiving the Torah, because they prepared, they got ready, and that's a Paska Zuhuma, that's when the Nachash left them. At Maimon Har Sinai Dafka, before Kabbalah Torah, they reached that level. So that's what the Haggadah means, Ilu Kirabnu El Har Sinai Dayenu. It would have been enough, because we knew what to do once we got to that point. If that's true, so what was the point of Kabbalah Torah? What's Kabbalah Sotara for? So he explains that they said Nasav, and at that point, they said Nasav initially, we're going to do everything before getting the Torah. They were at such a high level. The Machshavas were so clear. Everything was so clear. So of course they'll do anything. They know what's right, what's wrong. But Kadosh Baruch Hu knew there are going to be certain moments in time where things won't be so clear. Whether they'll be distracted, their Machshavas, things won't be so smooth for them. Whether it's from their own inner selves, whether from the surroundings. Whether Kadosh Baruch Hu himself won't be creating Nisim Gluyim. There are going to be points where things won't be so clear. And for that, explained the Kedush Levi, was needed, a Kadosh Baruch Hu needed to force it upon them. For those moments, right now, Nasav Nishma, your clarity is so great. I understand right now you want to do Nasav Nishma. But I know in the future, down the line, there are going to be moments where it won't be so clear and you won't want to do the Torah. It won't be so good for you. So that's why I'm saying Nasav Nishma, I'm forcing it, Hark Gigas, I'm forcing it on top of you guys, except even in those moments. So that's what it was for. Comes along Purim, difficult times, Kadosh Baruch Hu was very nister, and in that point they're able to see the greatness of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Nisim al Piteva. And then they said, based on the Nes, Rashi writes, the Ava of the Nes, that love for the Nes, that got them through Kimu V'Kibu. That got them to accept it, even those times when things weren't so clear to them. Even those times was accepted upon them, not forced, but they willingly accepted upon it. So here in Purim, we're about to encounter at Tainus Esther, we should. Well, realize that Purim is a Kabbalah Sotara. Kabbalah Sotara, the recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Teva, which is a greater Nes, when Kadosh Baruch Hu performs through Teva. When Kadosh Baruch Hu is known, Pashut, we know he runs the world, he owns the world. It's much harder for us to see him in each and every prat in our life. And when you start seeing him, you're going to realize how great Kadosh Baruch Hu is. What a great Nes, the way he does things, the orchestrates things. It's harder. Kadosh Baruch Hu defines himself. If he wanted, he could just change anything in the world. Well, Kadosh Baruch Hu defines and limits himself, he can only work through the nature that he set up. So he's somewhat limited. And if you see how Kadosh Baruch Hu works, you'll see you're still young. The connections you have now, 10 years down the line, what that will mean to you, changes in life that's going to happen to you, the Nisim al Piteva is much greater. And that's what the celebration of Purim is about. It's about accepting the Torah through the Nisim al Piteva. So everyone should have a meaningful fast and a meaningful Purim. I hope to see you guys learning here all night tonight.